So if you're a follower of Jesus, I want to ask you, what kind of a Christian are you? If you're a Christian, what kind are you? I'll give you a couple of choices, and these will kind of be extremes. Are you one of those bold ones? I mean, you know, you've been chosen and called by God. When you wake up every day, you know you're on assignment by God to do His will on earth as it is in heaven. You spend time in His Word, and you're sensitive to the Spirit, and you're prompted multiple times a day to reach out to someone to show God's love. You know you're called to go into all the world to preach the gospel, showing the name of Jesus, baptizing people in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Are you a bold, Spirit-empowered, faith-filled follower of Jesus? Are you that type? Or would you say, I'm more of the normal type? You know, I love God and all, but I don't want to go overboard. I mean, you know, I'm going to do my spiritual thing. I'll go to church every now and then, and I'll read the Word occasionally. And, you know, I want to please God, but I'm just a stay-at-home mom trying to change diapers, you know? I don't have time for all that. Or I'm, you know, a grandparent. I'm a Christian, and my kids are grown, and I've worked really hard for a long time. I'm just trying to enjoy life. I'm more of the normal type of Christian. If you're a Christian, what kind of Christian are you? Are you the bold, passionate, Spirit-filled witness type? Or are you the more normal type? Now, if it was a little later into the message, meaning I've kind of, you know, broken you down and I could go for it, if we're later in, I would remind you that Jesus said, I'd rather you be hot or cold, but if you're lukewarm, I'll spit you out. I'll vomit you out. I would tell you that if we were later in the sermon. But since we're kind of just getting going here, I'll keep it kind of friendly, and I'll save my punches till later. But what I want to tell you on a serious note is if you're a Christian and you think you're just a normal Christian, you couldn't be more wrong. You could not be more wrong. Because if you are in Christ, there's nothing normal about you. Nothing at all. In fact, Scripture describes you as an ambassador of the Most High God. If you are in Christ, you're a representative of God, sent by Him from heaven to earth to show His love. In fact, Paul told us this when he was writing to the Corinthian believers. It was about 55 or 56 A.D. in 2 Corinthians 5. This is what the Apostle Paul said. He said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone. The new is here. If you are in Christ, your past sins are forgiven. Your old life is gone. You've been changed and redeemed by the power of the risen Savior. You are not the same. The new has come. And he says, all this is from God. Now watch how many times we see reconciliation mentioned in God's Word. All this is from God who reconciled us to Himself. He makes us right with him. And through Christ, not on our own, but through Christ, he gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. Scripture says, and he has committed to us, that's you, that's the Christians, the message of reconciliation. So, who are you? We are therefore Christ's ambassadors. We are Christ's ambassadors. Watch this. As though God were making his appeal through us. What kind of an appeal are you representing the love of God? Paul said this. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him, Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for us. Why? So that we might become the righteousness of God. Who are you? Scripture says, if you are in Christ, you're a new creation. The old is gone. And now you are an ambassador of the Most High God. So, what does that mean for you? If you're an ambassador, let's talk about the Greek language so we can kind of understand the word. The word translated as ambassador comes from the Greek word presbeo. We get our word taco bueno from. We don't really at all. I just made that up. But this Greek word appears two times in the Bible. It appears here, and it appears whenever Paul says that I'm an ambassador in chains. In other words, even when I'm in chains and locked up in prison, I'm still an ambassador for God. And this word means an ambassador. It means a chosen representative of a ruling authority. It's a representative. We could say it this way. If you're an ambassador, what is an ambassador? An ambassador is the highest ranking diplomat sent from one country to another to promote and protect the interests of their home country. What are you? You are the highest ranking diplomat sent by God from heaven to earth to promote and protect the interest of the kingdom of heaven. Who do you think you are? If you're in Christ, you are not just a normal Christian. There is nothing normal about you. If you are in Christ, you are an ambassador sent by God from heaven to earth. So what I want you to do is I want you to start internalizing it. There's nothing normal about you. You're an ambassador of the King of all kings. You're an ambassador of the kingdom of God. If you're an ambassador, what do ambassadors do? What are the benefits? What are the responsibilities? What do we need to know to fulfill our calling by God to represent him? I'll give you three big thoughts from God's word. The first one is this. Number one, as Christ's ambassador, number one, you are not elected by people, but chosen by God. You weren't voted in by anyone else's opinion, but you were chosen by the King of Kings to represent him. In fact, Jesus said this in John 15:16. Jesus said, you didn't choose me, but I chose you. How does it feel to be chosen by Jesus? Not only did he choose you, but he appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. If you belong to this world, but you don't belong to this world, you are not from here. You're a citizen of heaven. You don't belong to this world. If you did, you would love it as its own. As it is, Jesus said, you do not belong to the world. Why? Because Jesus has chosen you out of the world. Jesus is reminding you, and we need to work to remember this, that this world is not our home. We are not from here. Therefore, we don't live for here. This is not where our home is. This is not where our values lie. This is not where our heart drifts toward. We are from the kingdom of heaven. In fact, it was Paul who said this. He said, for we, Philippians 3:20, are citizens of heaven, where the Lord Jesus Christ lives. As citizens of heaven, God chose you to represent Him on earth. God chose you to be His ambassador. And you may say, well, dang, that feels a little more important than I was ready for. Like, I don't feel worthy to be an ambassador. I mean, I woke up late, yelled at my kids, can't even get to church on time. And I'm supposed to be an ambassador? We often don't feel good enough. We don't feel smart enough. We don't feel ready enough. We don't feel important enough. And yet God calls us. When God selects you, it doesn't matter who rejects you. When God calls you, man's opinion will never, ever stop you. It doesn't matter what anybody else says about you. It doesn't matter what they think about you. It doesn't even matter what you think about you. You are chosen by God, and you are placed by God at this moment in history, given your specific, very unique design that you've got spiritual gifts within you and you've got a calling upon you, that when you walk into a room, you are ordained by God to represent Him in that moment. You are an ambassador of the Most High God. So as an ambassador, how do you know what to do? Who do you talk to? What do you say? Well, a good ambassador is going to stay in close communication with headquarters. As an ambassador of the Most High God, you're going to stay in close communication with your heavenly King. That means every single day you open up the book and you say, God, what are your assignments for me in your word? You let His word, His instructions, renew your mind and build your faith. And you listen for promptings from God. You listen for the voice of the Spirit to say, reach out to this person. Show them my love and be a witness here and be a light there and be generous to this person and be on call, be available. When you are an ambassador, you're not on your own agenda. You're always on call for the one who sent you to represent His will in the country in which you're in. God, prompt me and lead me. And when you recognize you're an ambassador, you're ready for an assignment from your commanding officer to fulfill his will where you are. When you recognize you're called and chosen, you're ready. Your day is never just your day. Your day belongs to Him. God, where do you want me? What do you want me to say? And when you have that posture, that mindset, I'm a representative of the King of Kings, you'll sense that He prompts you over and over and over again to show His love as though He were making His appeal through you. Every single day, in the smallest, just a conversation with a guy. If you want to talk, we can talk. And all of a sudden, you find yourself representing heaven. You may be driving along and you see someone's got a flat tire and you're like going, I can change a flat. And suddenly you recognize you are God's ambassador of the flat tire changing ministry. And you just pull up and say, hey, can I help out? Or you walk into work and somebody's hurting, and you think, I can listen. And you are the ambassador of the ministry of listening on that day. Or someone has a baby, and you know they're going through a lot. You think, I can make a meal. And so you have the ministry of meal making. Or like me, you have the ministry of gift card buying, because let's be honest, right? I'll buy you a dinner because I'm not making you anything. It doesn't have to be big, but you understand. Wow. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. It doesn't matter how much I know or don't know. I was not elected by people, but I was chosen by God. Therefore, I step in with the authority of God to do His will. Who are you? Who are you? You're an ambassador of the Most High God. You are not elected by people, but you were chosen by God. Number two, you never represent yourself. You always represent God. You never represent your own will or your own desires. You're always representing the King who sent you. In fact, Philippians 1:27 tells us this. Scripture says, above all else, you must live as citizens of heaven, conducting yourselves in a manner worthy of the good news about Christ. How cool would it be if everyone who called themselves a follower of Jesus conducted themselves in a way worthy of the manner of Christ, showing His love, His truth, and grace? Because no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, you may be at the soccer field with your kid. You're at the grocery store buying groceries. You're going to the bank. You're talking to somebody at the store. No matter where you are, no matter what you do, you're representing Christ in that moment. That's who you are. If you're a follower of Jesus, we all should be held to a higher standard. And everything we do and the way that we conduct ourselves, we should always represent Christ. It was Paul who said in Colossians 3:17, he said, "And whatever you do or whatever you say, anywhere you go, you act it, you say it, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ. Though we live in this world, we are not of this world. The world has its values that are not the same values of the kingdom that sent us. This world says, put yourself first. But the king says, put others first and consider them better than yourselves. We're representatives. This world says, get as much as you can. But our king says, give as much as you can. Because it's far more blessed to give than it is to receive. This world says, hate those who hate you. But our king says, love and bless those who persecute you. We're not living according to the values of this world. We represent Jesus in everything that we do. Who are you? You're a representative of the Most High God. There's nothing normal about you. If you're in Christ, you're not a normal Christian. You are chosen and appointed by God to represent Him on this earth. What does it mean to be an ambassador? Number one, you're not elected by people, you're chosen by God. Number two, you never represent yourself, but you always represent God. Number three, you have the authority of the one who sent you. You have the authority of the Most High God. Paul said this, 2 Corinthians 10:8. He said, I may seem to have been boasting too much about the what? About the authority given to us. Who was it given by? Given to us by the Lord. Hey, I may have been telling too much. I mean, like, God gave me authority. And because of that authority, I'm happy to walk in that authority and live in that authority. He said, I may be boasting too much about that authority given to us by the Lord, but our authority builds you up. Doesn't tear you down. We encourage one another. We build people up as followers of Jesus. So I will not be ashamed, he says, of using my authority. God gave me his authority. Now, notice Paul says, I am operating in his authority. But he didn't use the word power. And there's a difference. He said, I have his authority. I don't have the same power, but I have his authority. Kind of like a police officer stands in the middle of the road and he says, stop. Do they have the power to make you stop or the authority? They don't really have the power because they can't really stop a moving vehicle with their physical body. But they have a badge that says there is a greater power standing behind them. And that power behind them gives them the authority to say, you better stop. You have the authority given by God. Or if that doesn't make sense to you, if you grew up with a sibling and your sibling acts up, and you walk into your mom and you tell on your sibling, and your mom says, you go back and tell her I said, you go back and tell him I said, if he does that again, I'll knock him into tomorrow. Or they don't say that. If he does that again, I'll give him time out. Whatever it is. And you tell me, right? And so you walk into the room like, Mom said, if you, whatever. Because now, what power do you You don't have any power, but you have authority. You have the authority of the mom. There's the authority of God and the authority of mom. It is below God, but not by much, okay? And so you come in and you say, I have a different authority. And Jesus said this. He said, look, I've given you authority over all the power of the enemy. In other words, we do have a spiritual enemy who came to steal, kill, and destroy. But anytime the enemy attacks you, you take authority over the enemy. And you tell the enemy, not today, devil. Jesus gave me authority over you. You get behind me. Devil, you can't have my kids. Devil, you can't have my marriage. Devil, you can't touch my health. You can't touch my finances. My God gave me authority over you. Get behind me. I don't have the power, but I've got the authority to call on the one who is sitting at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, making intercession for me, that you can come boldly before the throne of grace. And when you do, you find help in your time of need. You're not a normal Christian. There's nothing normal about you. You have the authority of the Most High God. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? I am an ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ on a mission. I'm on call. I'm available. I wasn't chosen by people. They didn't vote me in. I was chosen by God. I never represent myself. I represent the country, the kingdom, from which I was sent. And I may not have a whole lot of power on my own, but I come with the authority of the one that sent me. And that's why we're not just asking on behalf of Jesus, and we're not just sharing our faith on behalf of Jesus, and we're not just inviting people to the good news, but we're pleading with them. We're pleading. That's what the text says. Here's what Scripture says. Scripture says, so we are Christ's ambassador. God is making His appeal through us. We speak for Christ when, what do? When we plead. And what do we say? We plead, come back to God. What do we say? We say, come back to God. What am I going to do today? Listen, I'm pleading with you. If you are away from Him, come back to Him. He loves you with every part of His being. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, Jesus, that whosoever, doesn't matter what you've done, whosoever believes in Him would not perish, but would have eternal life. Come back to God. Come back to God. You got hurt by someone in the church. That's going to happen. Unfortunately, people hurt you. God didn't do it. Come back to God. Come back to God. Come back to God. You've been away. You've put Him on the shelf. Come back to God. He's still there. He's waiting for you. He's calling you. Let me tell you where I come from. Where I come from, there's love and there's joy. And there's peace. And there's kindness. There's grace where I come from. Where I come from, the truth of God It sets people free. Come back to God. Come back to God. Come back to God. There's forgiveness when you come back to Him. There's grace for when you come back to Him. We plead, come back to Him. How's it going in your sinfulness? How do you like the values of the world? Do you find more joy? Is there more peace? Do you find yourself fulfilled when you follow the sinful ways of this world? Come back to Him. Come back to God. We plead. We do that with our lives. We don't just go to church. We're ambassadors of the Most High God. With everything in us, we plead, come back to the one who created you and loves you. Come back to Him. Why? Because Scripture says, for God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin. Jesus Christ, who never sinned, gave His life for us. Why? So we could be made right with God through Christ. If you are in Christ, there is nothing normal about you. You're an ambassador. You're chosen. You're not just a mom. You're imparting spiritual life to everyone that you interact with. You're not just a new employee at the bank. You're God's undercover agent, showing His love where you are. You don't just go to school. You are God's representative in your chemistry class. When you show up, hope shows up. When you walk in, love walks in. Who are you? And how you live and how you love represents the kingdom of heaven. That's who you are. So what kind of Christian are you? If you're in Christ, there's nothing normal about you. You were chosen by God as His ambassador. I want you to feel this in your spirit. Don't believe it in your head. Believe it in your heart. Who are you? I am an ambassador of Christ to show God's love on earth as it is in heaven. Let us pray. Father, we pray, God, that every day, because we represent You, that we'd be in close communication with You, that we'd start the day in Your Word or find whatever works best for our schedule to be in Your Word. And then, God, in our prayer time every day, we just talk to You and listen to You, and we say we're available. Our day belongs to You. Prompt us, God. We pray that there are those that could not walk out of the room that they're in without being prompted to love somebody, to pray for somebody, to give something, to reach out, invite someone somewhere that we'd see we're here for somebody else. God, help us to internalize this. That we never represent ourselves, we always represent You. Empower us, God, by Your Spirit. We thank You that we've been chosen. No one can talk us out of this. We represent You. God, help us to live in such a way that You make Your appeal through us. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.